From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Iran's nuclear chief said today Iran has for the first time produced uranium ore concentrate known as yellow cake that could be used to produce nuclear fuel. The announcement comes as negotiators arrive in Geneva for talks with Iran on its nuclear program. The U.S. and its allies fear Iran may be developing nuclear weapons. NATO and Afghan officials say a suicide bomber struck a small market outside a NATO base in southeast Afghanistan today. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Kabul. The attack killed two NATO soldiers and two civilians.
The attack took place at a NATO base in the town of Gardez, south of Kabul. NATO officials say the bomber blew himself up among a line of market stalls that cater to Afghan and foreign troops. Local authorities say the civilians killed were shopkeepers. More than a dozen people were reportedly wounded in the blast, including six other NATO soldiers. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the attack. In a separate incident, NATO said another international service member was killed in an attack in southern Afghanistan, but didn't give details. Seven NATO troops have been killed in Afghanistan so far this month, according to the website iCasualties. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Former South African President Thabo Mbeki has begun efforts in Ivory Coast to mediate an end to a dispute over who won last weekend's presidential vote. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports from Abidjan that both candidates in the runoff are claiming to be president.
Thabo Mbeki went straight to work. The former South African leader is familiar with the Ivory Coast portfolio as he helped broker an earlier post-war peace deal between the rival camps. But the latest crisis is threatening to trigger renewed unrest in the divided West African nation that was once a model of stability and prosperity in the region. Mbeki has a tough political nut to crack. Incumbent Laurent Gbagbo and his challenger Alassane Ouattara have both claimed victory and taken presidential oaths after last weekend's disputed election. The White House, the UN Secretary General, and the regional West African organization ECOWAS have all endorsed Ouattara as president and refused to recognize Gbagbo. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said today it's not a question of whether the Bush-era tax cuts will be extended, but rather for how long.
I think it's pretty clear now taxes are not going up on anybody in the middle of this recession. We're discussing how long we should maintain current tax rates.
McConnell was interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press. Yesterday, Republicans in the Senate blocked two Democratic proposals that would have extended the Bush-era tax cuts with some limitations. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Firefighters in Israel report a major forest fire is now under control. It's burned 12,000 acres, destroyed dozens of homes and millions of trees since it began Thursday. Officials say 41 people have died. Earlier this week, 10 Russian so-called sleeper spies were discovered in the U.S. and deported. Now, Larry Miller reports from London, Britain may have found one as well.
London Sunday Times reports that a 25-year-old Russian woman working in Parliament for a British lawmaker has been arrested on suspicion of espionage. Katya Zatulivitor was reported to have worked for Russian intelligence as a so-called sleeper agent who remains dormant until called upon. The Liberal Democrat who hired her as an assistant denies she's done anything wrong. Mike Hancock, a member of the House of Commons Defense Committee, confirms she's facing deportation. In his words, she's not a Russian spy. I know nothing about espionage. No comment from the British Home Office or the Russian embassy. But the Times quotes a security source as saying Zatulivitor's presence was not conducive to national security. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
For sale, an acre plus in western Montana. No electricity, no running water, no cabin. That's at the museum in Washington. But the listing notes that it's a piece of infamous history. It was once owned by the Unabomber. Ted Kaczynski is serving life in prison for a bombing spree between 1978 and 1995 that killed three people and wounded 23. The asking price for his land is $69,500. The realtor notes that the location is obviously very secluded. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.